is the hooter. It's all over, and Meath have won another title here at Croke Park. Disappointment for Donegal on league final day, losing to Meath on a final scoreline of 2-8 to 1-9, a 2-point victory, and Donegal just couldn't find the target in the closing stages. They got to within in a point, but they'll be ruining their missed opportunities, and it was Meath that clung on to take the victory. And if we look at their record, 2009 Division 3 champions, intermediate champions to 2020, and 2021 Division 2 champions and All-Ireland senior champions, and now they've added the league title to that. A fantastic record for Meath. They won again, but disappointment for Donegal, Maureen.
Nah, listen, Oisin, I mean, you got to talk about me. You got to talk about the incredible journey that they're on. It's just a roller coaster for them. I mean, success after success. They're building the momentum all the time, you know. It's just a fantastic achievement. You listed them out there from 2019, winning Division 3. Came from Division 3 in 2019, and they're Division 1 champions today. Had a feeling at the beginning of the year this was their aim. They'll now settle down into the All-Ireland campaign, trying to bring the cup back to Meath again this year. But, I mean, you got to hand it to Donegal out there. They fought really, really well today. And I'm telling you, Meath will go away thinking that they'll have a different opinion of the Donegal girls out there today. It was just, as you said, that goal by Niamh O'Sullivan, that seemed to be the turning point of the match for and you know, like, look, she got inside defence, and she took her goal very, very well. But it's disappointing for Donegal. It's disappointing for them out there. They will be deflated from that, you know. But very, very close, Oisin.
Yeah, Niamh McLaughlin, the Donegal captain, has got the player of the match, so congratulations for her. There won't be much joy in it for her, because I'm sure she would have wanted the 15 to be celebrating and walking the steps off the Hogan stand and taking a first senior title. But Donegal's wait will continue for that. If we look at it, goals won games, and Meath got two of them. The first goal coming from Nesbitt, and that was on 16 minutes. The second goal coming then in the third quarter of the game for Niamh O'Sullivan. Donegal had one to their name. That was the penalty. If Donegal had got a second goal here, could have been such a different game and a different result. Maureen O'Donnell, as we watch Niamh McLaughlin speak to the fans here and get her player of the match award. We said beforehand, Maureen, that we needed the front three, a big contribution from Karen Guthrie, Jeremy McLaughlin and Yvonne Boder. All three got in the score sheet today, but they I suppose they just couldn't find enough scores to win this match.
Yeah, perhaps looking from start to finish, you know, like you were looking at, we talked about the kickouts too and the big impact they had in the game, you know, and we lost so many kickouts, so it wasn't really going well from that point of view. And then the number of wides that Donegal got today as well, and that definitely, you know, if they had been more clinical up front and put those balls over in an early stage in the game, they would have found themselves closer to Meath, you know, at an early stage in the game, you know. It is disappointing. Niamh McLaughlin's down there now, it's very bittersweet for her, as you say, getting the Player of the Match award, but she'd love to be walking up those steps. But come here, listen to the unforced errors, and both teams made the unforced errors out there today. They gave away the ball, very, very similar in styles, we talked about that, very defensive as a bunch of players, as two teams out there today. It's disappointing for Donegal. It's great. It's absolutely fantastic from a Meath point of view. And, you know, like, again, it's more momentum for them going into the final. But hopefully the Donegal girls can regroup from that, you know, from, because they're going from strength to strength in their panel now this year, with Yvonne Boner back in there, Niamh Higgerty back, and Tanya Kennedy on the out there as well. So it's good to see. And hopefully that'll give them a bit of confidence going into the All-Ireland series.
Yeah, big performance by Donegal today, but unfortunately they just didn't get over the line. Hopefully now we'll see another big performance from them come in their championship, and they can put a good run together. But as we return to the studio and we watch Meath about to lift the cup for winning the Division 1 title, it's all over here. It's another one at Croke Park for Meath. We'll try and get some Donegal reaction for you shortly. Probably won't get it on air before the end of the show, but it will be available on highlandradio.com later this evening. So as we return to the studio, it's another good day for Meath. They've beaten Donegal in the league final. Final score, Meath 2-8, Donegal 1-9.